two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon, 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have broken clouds, 65 degrees. KSL's top story. With COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations on the rise, Salt Lake County health officials say families need to find different ways to visit their elderly loved ones. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Salt Lake County health officials say it appears most of the viral spread is happening in smaller groups, with things like family visits. County Mayor Jenny Wilson says 18% of COVID-19 patients in their 80s pass away. But they also say older people do still need to be visited, so Salt Lake County Aging Services is launching a tablet loaning program free for seniors, and they can use them for things like Skype or to take part in the virtual senior centers kicked off 2 months ago.
County officials say there are some hospitals that are at around 95% of capacity in their ICUs. KSL News Time 3:31. People are upset online after a young woman says she's being kicked out of her apartment complex because of a mental health issue. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is here with us now. Kelly, what's going on here?
Jeff, this young woman who wants to remain anonymous goes to BYU. She'd been having suicidal thoughts, which she told her roommates about. She says that's when her roommates complained to the landlord, who then sent her an eviction notice, saying her suicidal thoughts cause undue stress and harm to her roommates, which is a violation of her lease. And she's taken aback by all this.
You have everyone telling you that you need to open up about it and you need to talk about it because you can't hold it in. And then I have my apartment telling me that if I come out about it, that I won't have somewhere to live. And it just blows my mind that you would evict someone who already has these thoughts, because doesn't that just make it worse?
And we've reached out to the Ventana Apartments, which is in Orem, and they haven't contacted us back yet. BYU also responded on Twitter, clarifying that this is not one of their student housing units. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:32. A Latter-day Saint leader says COVID-19 restrictions are isolating people of faith. Todd Fuchs has more.
Jeff, an apostle for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, says government leaders must work with religious groups right now instead of locking them down. Elder David A. Bednar spoke at the G20 Interfaith Forum today.
Severing people from their religious communities threatens people's spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health. Experts are documenting the rise in depression, physical and emotional abuse, suicide, and other tragedies during times of social lockdown and isolation.
Elder Bednar says religious leaders can help spread correct information and calm fears. State tourism officials say Utah is still feeling the effects of the virus restrictions. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik says national park visits are lagging behind state park visits, largely due to a lack of international travel.
Although officials say most areas are performing better than the national trend, in fact, some rural counties are actually experiencing year-over-year increases in local revenue.
Overall, officials say Utah's leisure and hospitality sector has slowed significantly compared to the state's other industries. The Senate Judiciary Committee continues to grill the president's Supreme Court nominee in the final day of questioning. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, members of the committee trying to learn Judge Amy Coney Barrett's stand on President Trump's immigration policies. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey asked her to comment on the administration's child separation policy at the southern border.
Do you think it's wrong to separate a child from their parent, not for the safety of the child or parent, but to send a message? As a human being, do you believe that that's wrong?
Well, Senator, I think you're trying to engage me on the administration's border and separation policies.
Barrett told the Democrat she's not taking the bait and will not take a stand on the morality of that issue. Just minutes after the world learned the president's son, Barron, had tested positive for the coronavirus, President Trump says his son is well and healthy. The president updated reporters just before boarding Marine One on his way to an Iowa rally.
Barron's fine, and Amy is doing a fantastic job. We're heading out to Iowa.
U.S. scientists calculate that the Earth hit its warmest September on record last month. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says there's nearly a 2-to-1 chance that 2020 will end up as the hottest year on record. And hot, windy conditions are renewing the threat of fire in Northern California. The threat comes in the region where massive blazes have already destroyed hundreds of homes and killed 31 people this year. Pacific Gas and Electric also may cut power to as many as 54,000 customers today in 24 counties. Those shut off could last up to 48 hours. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The two competing presidential town halls on TV tomorrow night has one network facing backlash. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Calls today to boycott NBC, the hashtag trending on Twitter, after the network announced they're airing a town hall with President Trump at the same time tomorrow night that Joe Biden has one scheduled on ABC. Biden's was put on the books last week after Mr. Trump rejected debating virtually. The debate between the two was supposed to be tomorrow night, but it was later canceled. The dueling town halls will now air tomorrow at 7. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News time is 3:35.
Use the DVR, folks. Let's check traffic now. Ricky Meese, what do you see?
Well, we have had an accident on southbound I-15 right about Glover Lane in Farmington. Pretty much a non-issue now. It's been moved over to the right, but traffic is starting to fill in and slow down northbound I-15 going from Clearfield up to Riverdale Road. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Ricky, you afraid of snakes?
Yes, yes.
You are. So what's the one thing Utahns are most afraid of? A Halloween Minute of News is on the way next. You'll find the answer if you stay here. It's 336 KSL.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.